Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it's Brandy
and Keisha,
and we'd like to welcome you back to episode 9 of Mama's on the Move.
Yes, episode 9.
So, Keish, we said we were going to do this pre-episode, but I think it's appropriate to toast to start this episode off.
Okay.
What do you think?
I love it. Yeah. Yes, let's toast.
And what are we toasting to, my love?
We're toasting to my friend. My bestie is healthy. Almost 100%. My girl been going 100%. Through. So I'm going to toast to good health, friendship, and just love, you know? For
cheers.
Real. The world needs more of. Cheers.
Cheers, cheers.
Yes.
Chug a lug.
Mm-hmm. Take it to the head, as we should say down in West Georgia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So good. So since we started off with talking about my woes, I'll go ahead and start telling you about what my weeks have been like.
Okay.
Because we typically do our podcast every other week.
Right.
And because of my sickness, it had me down, so I couldn't record. I didn't have a voice. And as you can see, I still sort of sound like a frog. But we're pushing through. So I'm not 100% yet, but I'm getting there. So I thank God for that.
Amen.
So yeah, but so my weeks have been dedicated to just recovering.
Mm-hmm.
And I got sick about 3.5 weeks ago and didn't take it all that serious, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I went and got me some over-the-counter meds and I said, you know, we're just going to push through because it's the last quarter. I got all these clients lined up.
Right.
Trying to get these contracts in before the holiday, you know, hits so I can just take that time off to enjoy my family.
Absolutely.
And so I was doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And thought I was getting better, but not really. So I really set myself back because I was taking that medicine and still doing my normal routine.
Mm-hmm.
And then discovered that God said, no, you gonna sit down and physically rest.
All right.
So it set me back. So I went to the doctor, got some meds, got some antibiotic, had upper respiratory kind of thing going on. So between that, and over the holidays, I just rested. You know, I didn't even have a voice. I didn't have a voice to talk to clients or anybody else. So I was forced to just.
And I was so worried because you're so like type A and on level 10, like at all times and everything that you do, which is a blessing. But it also can be one of those things where you don't know how to slow down.
Right.
And I do feel like sometimes God will shake our foundation when we won't move with the hints, with the little subtle hints. And then after what happened with Kim Porter, I really was like, okay, B. You know what I mean? Because.
Girl, that was the day. The day that she passed was the day that I went to the doctor.
Okay.
It was the day that she passed. It was that Friday. That was the day that I went to the doctor. And I'm like, whoa.
Right.
I said, that is deep. Because I didn't, you know, just to hear that that happened,
girl.
Which is like, oh, it's still just heartbreaking.
Still, very much.
And
so.
I'm like, we are close in age.
Yes.
And if you look at her, she just appear to be
completely healthy.
Completely
and,
healthy.
And for me, because my other best friend, Erin, and her niece worked for Kim. She was her personal assistant. So I had some like inside, you know, information in terms of stuff. And again, I think because so many of us, and of course, I don't know what she passed from, but you know, they did say she had been battling the flu.
Yeah.
And so I'm just saying like, you never think that a person can actually, you don't know that people still are passing away from the flu.
Right.
You know what I mean? I had a cousin that passed away from pneumonia about 5 years ago, had the flu, thought that's all it was. By the time she passed out of work and went to the ER, she had pneumonia, full blown pneumonia. So I'm glad that you are better. I'm glad that you took the time to rest, because I remember you. I was talking to you 3 days before Thanksgiving. I just don't know how to be able to cook for Thanksgiving. I'm like, girl, look, you are not.
That should be the least of my worries.
Exactly.
Like, but I'm telling you, you know, I'm a doer.
Right.
I'm a doer, and I'm a conditioned to always be doing something.
Right.
And since my babies have been on this earth, I've never not cooked a Thanksgiving dinner.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it felt so odd to not be able to do what I normally do.
Right.
You know, so it also gave me perspective, like, man, people, we cannot take our health for granted.
No.
You know, as much as I run and go, I got to get back to doing those things that I know keep me healthy. You know, I haven't been working out as much. You know, it's so funny because people will send you suggestions and recommendations on what to do to get healthy. And, you know, I had several people send me, you need to be taking elderberry juice. You know, I need to be doing this and that. So it's some things that I'm starting now to incorporate into my daily routine that will assure that my, you know, immune system will just be stronger.
Right.
Because I run so much. It's like, man, you got to make sure that you're staying on top of those things that are just going to maintain your health.
Right.
So, absolutely. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing. And even now, like, I'm not 100% yet.
Mm-hmm.
So even today, like, I had planned on cooking Sunday dinner,
mm-hmm.
but I just was like, man, I just need to rest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So just taking heed and listening to your body is what I took away from that experience.
Good. Well, I'm glad you back, girl.
Me too, girl.
I'm glad you back. Well, let's see. What went on in my week? Ooh, it was a very eventful week for me. My son got his driver's license.
Ooh, yes.
And I'll talk more about that in Ishmael Kid this week if we get time for that. But yeah, DJ is a licensed Georgia driver, so y'all be out there looking out.
Yes.
I was so proud of him, though, and it was really a rite of passage, and my brother came with us, so I was glad because, you know, when things like that happen, of course, I naturally think about his dad and how I know he would be here. But when I got when he showed me his license, I was like, and I showed it to my brother, we both were like,
OMG.
Wow, he looks just like his daddy. You know what I mean? So I had a moment. Remember I texted you? I was like, I was feeling some type of way, but not in a, you know, just got sad for a minute because I know these are things that he would be here for if he was here with us. So that was a big deal. But that morning, honey, I'm at the gym trying to live my best life and get fabulous. And somebody decided to bust my window out and they took all my makeup. All of it. I'm like, why would
you? And that's what bothers me. Like, you go through all that.
Right.
And you get which is significant to you.
Significant to me.
But they, of course, are thinking that they trying to come up. They going to find
something. Well, my gym is over there in an area where it's the strip club. I think one of them over there had probably said, you know what? I done came up, honey. I done hit the lottery because it was some good makeup in there, honey.
Yes.
So I think they probably was over there, you know, getting their best life with my makeup. So maybe they's the same shade. But, you know, they don't really care much sometimes, depending. But yeah, so that was a big thing for me. And I also had a meeting. It's not solid yet, but I'm about to write my biggest deal ever in real estate.
OMG.
Yeah, so I'm super excited about that. Yeah.
You know what? It's been a long time coming.
Yes.
Because as we know, this role from you just getting back to who you were.
Yeah.
You know, like she's never left. She just had to be reminded of who she is. And like, I am that B.
And that kind of exactly what we're going to talk about today.
Okay, good.
And why the road was so long for me to get back to this place to feel like I am worthy of representing somebody in a $3+ million deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, good.
You know,
this
we're
is good.
Talk a little bit about that.
This is good. I'm excited.
I am too. I'm excited.
So, I guess we should move right into what our topic of the week is.
Yes. Our topic of the week is imposter syndrome.
Now, okay, I'm going to be honest. When Keisha posted that, I did not know exactly what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like because I'm certain there are other people out there like
that don't know what imposter
syndrome
is. Yeah,
so go ahead and explain what that means.
Okay, so I'm just going to read the definition to you guys that kind of, because I got called this, and that's why this came to this, yeah, because you know me, there are times in your life that will come about that will take you back to a place where you realize you can still be on ready.
Yeah.
Like, what you call me?
Right.
You know, I got what? You know what I'm saying? But she sounds like, excuse you? But anyway, so I was in a meeting a few weeks ago with some
heavy
very
hitters.
Successful heavy hitters.
Yeah.
Those that you would know very well through Instagram. They're social influencers, but they make a lot of money. They ain't just on that. They ain't just getting like. So it said imposter syndrome, also known as imposter phenomenon, imposterism, fraud syndrome. That's it. When I read that part, I felt some type of way because I'm like, I know God. Excuse me.
She calling you a fraud.
Right, exactly. So it says, or the imposter experience is a psychological pattern in which an individual doubts their accomplishments and has a persistent internalized fear of being exposed as a fraud.
Mm, that's deep. That's heavy.
That's really heavy. And I really felt some type of way. And I mean, as she said it, we were still sitting at the table.
Yeah.
And so I said, she went, I think she stepped away to the restroom or something. Her name is Lori Swank. I'm going to say who it was. Lori Swank.
And she's a fellow dog. Yes.
Lori not a fellow dog.
She went to UGA.
Lori did?
Yes.
You always tell me, why are you always trying to bring up something I ain't a part of?
I'm sorry, I had to. I'm sorry. I mean, that's what we do. We acknowledge.
I mean, I understand it, but you know dogs. I didn't graduate college.
No, we're not going to go there, though. Let's keep it moving. But look how accomplished you are,
that. But yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. Whatever.
Let's talk about how you're coming out of being.
Okay. So Lori told me, she said, you suffer from imposter syndrome. And I had never heard that before. And like I said, again, I was kind of like, wait, what you saying? Mm. But as I read the definition, I don't necessarily know about the fraud part, but the part where it talks about, fear of their accomplishments or accomplishing. I believe that's for 100% me.
Yeah.
Because the reality is Daryl has been gone for 10 years. But let me tell you what made the conversation so deep. Because I was sitting around the table with Ming. I just stopped by her office. It was Ming. And then Lori ended up stopping by.
Okay.
And so I was kept second guessing myself about the school, the Keeping It Real Estate Academy. And so I was going back and forth. And Ming finally said, she said, why do you always do that? And I was like, always do what? And she said, second guess yourself. She was like, you have the dopest ideas, but you never execute. Why? Mm. And I was like, and before I knew it, girl, y'all know I'm very emotional these days. I start like tearing up. And then before I knew, I couldn't even talk because I was trying to tell them that, you know, the person who always believed everything I could do, the two people, my mama and Daryl, are gone. Mm. And so what I didn't realize is that I lost my confidence when I lost him.
Wow.
I mean, I didn't even attribute it to that until she said, until this whole conversation started. And Lori, I told her the other day when I talked to her, I said, Lori did not blink when I started crying. She was still looking like, but you still suffer from imposter syndrome. So they, you can cry all you want. Yeah, imposter.
Go and get it out your system.
Get it out your system.
It is what it
but
is.
But she
though.
Shook me to my core with that. And so between what Ming said about how I was doubting myself and you have great ideas, but you never execute.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, I didn't come here for this on a Wednesday afternoon. You know what I mean? I got feelings too. But what Lori did do was pull out her laptop and sold into me and sold it Ming, and it just ended up being this amazing moment for me.
Wow.
But I think a lot of people suffer from it.
Mm.
And I'm not fully out of it, but It's not a pill you can take for it. It's one of those things. And I actually was going to think about calling you, but I'm like, this heifer don't know nothing about imposter syndrome because she is so accomplished and everything she puts her back to, she is successful.
No, but we'll touch on that because as you explained it, there are some things that I can identify with.
Right.
But not necessarily me personally, but
see
the perception. No, but the perception of me and my
can
business.
Make it seem
can
like
make it seem
you're a fraud.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so that's the other part that I said, and that's why I was fighting you and Miko so hard on the Realtors Outlet.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to do this because you guys are selling millions and millions of dollars and Miko selling millions and millions of dollars. And yes, I'm doing a lot better than most agents, but I'm still not doing how I'm perceived to be doing.
Right.
So I felt that, remember I told you, I'm like, I don't want to be a hypocrite.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they say, well, how about you this one? How about you this one? They get to me, I'll be like, pass the mic.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But you know what? But what I also had to reinforce with you is that, listen, you were my mentor. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I came into this game and learned a tremendous amount about the real estate industry and how to pattern my business, what to do, what not to do after you, and because you were at the top of your game. So you had a life experience that altered that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, let's acknowledge what's real. It's not like you just came in this piece like a lot of social media people do.
Right.
And it's perceived that they're doing all this, but that's not necessarily happening.
Right.
So
right.
That wasn't your situation.
Right. But I agree with you, and I love you as my sister for continuing, because you've been doing this now for years. Like, Keish, you got this. Keish, you can do blah, blah, blah. You did it before. But until I got out of my own way and I realized that I fully 100% suffer from imposter syndrome, it made me think there's probably a lot of other people that suffer from the same thing.
Yeah.
But I never wanted
and
to
are
be,
holding themselves
and
back.
Are holding themselves back, because as soon as I left that meeting and decided, you know, that I'm going to do this course and it may not be perfect. And my homeboy, my brother, Jason Gita, posted something the other day, that a quote from one of the LinkedIn people. And it said, and I got to say the quote because it moved me because it's so true. And I would have been that person for sure had I not decided to go ahead and just launch this course. It wasn't perfect. But the quote was, if you are not embarrassed by the first version of your product, you've launched too late. Mm. And so although it wasn't perfect, I did it. And so now it is instilled in me the confidence I need to keep going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I just hate the idea that there are so many people that are holding themselves back and that don't have a strong circle of women who believe in them to keep pushing and pouring. Because I know you, by your wrist probably tired. You done poured it. You by like, bitch, look, you going to
not tired,
out.
Trust
but
me.
You know what I'm saying? But it took years because, again, I never tied the fact that Daryl was the last person alive that believed in me, that I felt, that loved me, that believed in me. So when he died, my confidence kind of just went the same way.
But you know, confidence plays such a big role in every single thing that we do.
Linda, listen, Linda.
Oh my God. Like, you can even have the tools and the knowledge and the resources, which is all that you have. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, being in this game and this industry as long as you have, so you have all of that, but you lacked confidence.
Yes.
And that right there was keeping you from going to the next level because it was that one thing.
So what do you feel? Because I'm very curious to hear how Florence Griffin Joyner and Harriet Tubman over here and Madam C.J. Walker all rolled up into one can actually relate to having imposter syndrome.
So here's how I can relate. I can't identify it with myself personally, but I can identify with it from people's perception of me, right? It's funny because, like, you know, I've always had, no, I won't say always, but I moved here in 2006 and built my business from the ground up and, you know, was able to work with some celebrity clients early on, which kind of put me on a you know, I guess.
I know what you're saying.
You know, so it kind of put me out there, right? So, and then I got some luxury listings, which also the perception, if you have luxury listings, oh, you making millions of dollars, right?
Right.
So that was not the case. Brandy wasn't making millions of dollars. Brandy was doing well, and I was doing enough to sustain my family and do what I needed to do, but it wasn't like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but the perception, when people saw me, they would be like, oh man, like I would have some encounters with people that was like, they just idolized me. And I'm like,
oh yeah, that happened recently at our sales meeting when what's the name won't take a picture with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, this half of work at the office with me. She ain't never asked me for no picture. I felt some type of way about that. But it's cool. Don't be trying to ask me for no picture later on when I start shooting this TV pilot. Don't ask me for ish. But go ahead.
Hey, so you are so stupid. But anyway, so people's perception of me was one thing. They thought I was doing all of this. Mm-hmm. I was doing this.
Yeah.
I was doing pretty good.
Yeah.
And I have to say this because, you know, in my own right, I was doing really well for everything that I had on my plate.
Yes.
You know, I'm not just a realtor. You have people that are just realtors that ain't got to do everything that we have going on.
Right.
So being a single parent and investing what I do into my children, into my sons, being at all their practices and games and tournaments and all over the damn country.
Right.
Doing every, you know, so I was devoted to them. They were my priority.
Absolutely.
And I felt like, you know, God still sustained me and put me in a position where I could do all of that. And it still was, he was able to meet my needs.
Right.
But now I'm flourishing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm in a different space now.
Mm-hmm.
But even when I was back then, people perceived that I was up here, mm-hmm. but I wasn't necessarily up there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So as far as that's how I feel like I can identify with it. I never looked at myself like, oh, I think I'm a fraud because they think I'm doing all this. Because I'm just doing what I'm doing.
Because you can't control people's thoughts.
Yeah, I can't control people. But people's perception is their reality.
Is their reality.
You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't really concerned about their reality.
Right. That's because just how honestly, in the end of the day, you do have to look successful to become successful.
Yeah.
To a degree. Like, you know what I mean?
You got to look the part.
You got to look the part. Yeah. However, there is a caveat to that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm overseeing the dusted up, scuffed up, what you call them shoes with the red bottoms, Louboutins, and every video you take on your real estate page, you walking away trying to do like this. Like, remember when Arsenio Hall used to have that skit where they Arsenio would say, "Hey Eddie," like, I'm over y'all with the child I got from Poshmark, they secondhand. Like, it's a different way to.
Now that's real.
Right? Now I'm just saying, because I mean, you know, they don't make Christians in my side, so I ain't never got to worry about fretting on that. You know what I mean? But it's just getting to be a little bit redundant. So yes, you need to look successful. There's a different way to look successful besides that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With every video you take, I've talked about this before.
Right.
I'm over looking at your ass from the back on your real estate page. Okay.
Yeah.
But I digress. So,
that's a whole nother episode. Yeah.
And we're going to get more into real estate episodes. I know you guys want that. But right now, like, again, Brandy and I, this is born from who we are as mothers, widows, women, first and foremost.
Yes.
Real estate is what we do for a living. And it's blessed us.
Mm-hmm.
No question. And we know that they want to hear that from us. But it really is important for us to get across to you guys that in order to sustain just in life.
Yeah.
That real estate is the cream, it's the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
But who we are as women and mothers, that is our foundation.
Yes.
Would you agree?
Absolutely.
So, you know, and our family and all of those kind of things. So that's why we spent time just sharing those type of things so you know who we are. But it's, and I'm still working through that. I mean, it is a real, I had never heard of that. Have you ever heard of something?
I had never until you talked about it. And then as we talking about it, I Googled it and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
But I can see. I can totally
it will
see
have
how
you feeling like you are standing in quicksand, because it's like you know. And another thing is, I think you can tell yourself you're doing more than you are.
Yeah,
you can make busy all day, but you're not actually accomplishing anything. And that's why when Ming said the part about you have all these dope ideas but you never execute, I mean, I seriously feel like they beat me up that day. Like, I left that mofo like, woof, that was a lot, you know what I mean? But I'm sitting at a table with two young black female millionaires.
Yeah.
And so I have to take in what they're saying.
Yeah.
And the fact that they care about me enough to say it. But Alora, you know, she's Nigerian. And they really can have, they got, now you talk about a poker face. Because I was up there and I literally saw her do her phone like this. Like, when she done crying, we can talk.
Get it out so we can finish this conversation.
She was like, so when she came on my live the other night, I told the story. She was like, yeah, I gave zero fucks about you crying. Like, okay, how does that go?
But you know what? How much of a, man, a blessing it is to have someone that sees through all of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That recognizes you for what you, for who you are and what you truly have within you. Because I've always honored the fact that, Keish, once you work through these, you know, whatever it is that God is dealing with you in your heart and your soul and your spirit,
right,
it's going, oh my God. Because what you have to offer this world is so much. And I'm blessed because I get to see it on a regular. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even take it for granted, though, because I know that you have a gift. And we can even go on and put it out there, call it an anointing. Your ability to make people laugh, your ability to just to you know, you're just so jovial and like, but you can be so direct, but in a way where it don't hurt your feelings. Well, it sometimes does, but no,
that's the hardest part.
It sometimes does, but you still receive it in love, you know, because you know it's coming from a place that is genuine, you know?
And I mean, because honestly, if I don't even take the time to share certain things with you, because you know I don't really like a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm working on becoming more like people. Well, I'm lying. I'm really not working on that. I'll be honest with you. I'm not lying. I'm not working on becoming more. I just feel like if you touch me in a certain kind of way, then I care about you. Then, you know, certain things that I share. But I wish everybody had this.
Yeah.
I really do, because I know it could be life changing.
Yeah.
For people to know what it is to have genuine, loving sisters, like sisters, you know what I mean? Because I always tell my younger friends that you can get through anything with good girlfriends.
Oh, you can.
And you need them. It's so important. And, you know, and I'm glad you married somebody that continues to allow us to have this friendship.
Yeah.
I will only marry somebody that allows the same thing. But I have had situations with people and it's like, they cut you off. Like, you can't have, but usually that's from men who was like my daddy. But that's another story for another day.
That's another podcast.
But yeah, so for those that are suffering from imposter syndrome.
So what would you say if you had to say, okay, well, I think the first step is acknowledging that you have.
You have to acknowledge.
Yeah. So you are able to be, you are able to be transparent with yourself.
Right.
And say, okay, this is really what I'm suffering from.
Yeah.
So it was that push.
Yeah.
It was you acknowledging that it allowed you to say, you know what? I just got to do it.
Exactly. But you're right. It started with acknowledging that I suffer from imposter syndrome, because if I had said, well, she out of pocket, she out of line, which I did at the beginning, kind of feel like she was. But I had to acknowledge she's absolutely right, because you have to acknowledge and own something before you can deal with it.
Yeah.
So that is where it started. And then the rest from there, as you can see, I ended up having 127 people in that first course.
Yeah.
So I know that conversation had to be had, but I want people to understand you don't have to be in the room with people like a Lori or Ming to get that. Like, it's just about being around people who love you enough to care. Now, it helps that you can be around people that are successful.
Yeah.
But I don't want people to, you know, because I've had a few somebodies to DM me and say, well, you know this person, you know that person, that's made it better for you. And I'm like, that's their money. That ain't got anything to do with me. You know what I'm saying? So it was a little low rent way of thinking for somebody to kind of come at me like that. But unfortunately, they caught me in a good mood where I didn't light their ass up on the response. But I don't want people to feel like you have to have it. You just have to have people around you that believe in you for you when you're not believing in yourself.
Yeah.
And I think that's super important, because I definitely had years of that. Like my Christmas tree, because I never took it down from last year, I'll be honest with you. But
wait, time out.
What?
So wait, so you're telling me your Christmas tree that is up right now has been up since December of 2017?
December 2017. Yes, it has been. Dang. What happened was the box broke. And see, I'm going to tell you how I end up keeping it up all year. Because I'm very superstitious. I don't like to split the pole. You know, I don't like when black cats cross my path and all that kind of stuff. But I started thinking, you know, I have always thrown salt over my shoulder when certain stuff happened, but shit still be happening. So why not leave the tree up? By the time I looked up, it was June. I'm like, hell, I'm halfway there. So I just might as well keep it up. It's the tree of Thanksgiving.
And it was
tree.
Decorated?
It was decorated. So my tree, I'm ahead of that this year.
Yeah. Like, would you add a few ornaments?
I am going to add a few ornaments just to feel like I'm doing something. Because I'm thinking about having a little something at my house. I was going to tell you about that. Yeah, having a little something at my house. Actually, I know I'm going to have something at my house.
Okay.
Because I've been wanting to have, you know, I just want to do something festive this year. Because DJ, I mean, he lost some Christmases because of where I was.
Right.
And he ain't never lose it in terms of material stuff, because Leslie and my brother and Kate, they always make sure he was good. And because I just would not be in the mood, but this year I am, so I think I want to do a little set at my house.
I would love that.
Yeah, do a little set. But yes, my Christmas tree from 2017 is up and beautiful. It's beautiful. It's a great idea. It took one thing less out. It took a thing off my list. So I don't really feel like it's bad luck, because
I promise you, like, I wish I had done that, because I enjoy, we put our Christmas tree in our sunroom. And that's such a beautiful room, like with or without the Christmas tree.
Yeah, y'all have a beautiful room.
But that's another thing, like, I've been down. We would have put our tree up on, you know, Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving. And that didn't happen because, you know, I wasn't feeling the best. So when we leave this podcast, girl, that's what I'm going to do. You're going to put up your Christmas tree? Nice.
Yeah. So that is something that, although Brandy was not able to relate from a, you know, the imposter syndrome and stuff, she could only relate.
No, I told
she
you.
She could only relate to how the people see her. This bitch. I'm talking about. He's like, I can't really relate to having imposter syndrome. It's just that the way the audience sees me has been uber successful, and I'm not uber. I'm just uber successful. You really can't.
Well, damn it, listen. You can only be who I am.
Yeah, honey. So, you know, but yeah. So the other thing I wanted to chat about real quick. Okay, so the other day when my window was busted out at the gym. I know one of them heifers that work over there at Trapeze probably took my makeup.
So wait, is women really around here going out
busting
out windows like
they
that?
They be women and men, I'm just saying.
No, they tag, because when I got 2 years, no, that was 2 years ago, it was because they were able to catch them. It was in Westlake High School parking lot.
Right.
They were able to catch the, they didn't get the tag, but they on video they were able to see it was a female that was driving and a male that actually busted the window out.
Oh no, I was talking about they be women and men in one, because you know a lot at Trapeze.
Oh wow.
I mean, not Trapeze, over there, what's the name, our Fulton Industrial. It's a couple of different little things going on
at Fulton
Industrial. Well, little clubs, little walking back and forth.
Oh my, okay.
Yeah, that hotel down there. So I think one of them, they probably stole my makeup. If I say I got a particular lipstick that don't nobody wear but me, if I see you on the street, I promise
drive
you it's all
down
the pottery.
I'm
gonna drive down food and see one of them literal, you know what I'm saying? They be sachet chantey early in the morning. But anyway, so Candy was there working out and me was there working out. So they bust my wonder out And they came in to tell me somebody had busted my window out, the guy next door to my gym. Mm-hmm. And so it was a time, you know.
I know.
It was a time something like that happened in this time of year. Child, y'all would not have heard from me till February. Yeah. It would have shut me completely down. But I'm glad it didn't. I went back in and Ming and Candy were sitting around talking. And I mean, they were talking in numbers that I was like, wow, 100 million? Really? Okay. And I'm sitting up here trying to make a million. And it's like, okay. You know, so it was like I knew the devil was trying me. Mm. It just tells me that I'm so close to greatness that I knew he was trying to get me off track.
Yeah.
And again, I think that it's important for people to acknowledge their growth.
Yeah.
Because it'll help keep propelling you forward. Right. You know what I'm saying? Can you relate to that?
No, I can't. I absolutely can. Okay. And I'm glad that you acknowledge that, you know, because I too know that had something like that happened, hell, even 6 months ago.
Right. What say, B? We ain't got to go back too far. I had to shut this down months ago, honey. Yeah, honey.
So, yeah, so that is tremendous growth on your part. Mm-hmm. But I think that you are in such a space right now. It's like God just doing so many things. It's like, come on now, Keisha. You got to see this.
Right.
You got to acknowledge this, what I'm doing for you. So don't let the enemy come in and steal. Because his job, of course, is to kill, steal, and destroy. Mm-hmm. So don't let him come in and take away from what I am doing. I am elevating you right now.
Right.
And that's what's happening for you.
Ooh, child, I receive all of that. Yeah. Do you see a husband in there?
Oh, I do.
Thank
you,
God. By 2020. Yeah, 2020. It's 2020 because I need time to get this together.
Yeah.
I need to get this together.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I know you've been hitting the gym hard.
I have been hitting the gym hard, but I believe in that going to Waffle House. So at the end of the day, I've got to really work on my mindset because I leave. I mean, it's so freaking hard. Tastes so good.
It's hard. It's really hard.
Sheesh. And I really don't appreciate the fact that this European style of beauty has been enforced on Black women. Because that's kind of sort of how I feel. Like, everybody's getting surgery to look a certain kind of way. And I mean,
but Europeans don't have massive asses. So that's our culture.
Well, yeah.
You know, like people getting the butt shots, you know, to look to have that, you know, figure eight shape.
Right.
You know, that's us. That ain't got nothing to do with European.
I agree with that part, too. But I'm saying I think the pressure, like, again, we didn't grow up in a social media age, but it seemed like there's so much pressure to look a certain kind of way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's why when Kendrick Lamar said, you know, when he did the video, he showed a little cellulite and regular looking body. I'm like, okay, that's good.
That's real.
It's real because it's the way we're. And I'm not to anybody who go and do what you do. That's cool. But I just feel like I never thought it would come to a place where Black women would be.
Girl, let me tell you something. I saw something the other day at American Deli. Well, I shouldn't have been there, but I was at American Deli, and honey, I had to get me a, you know, they have the chicken Philly.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've ever had the chicken Philly from American Deli, but it is excellent. And I wanted me some lemon pepper wings. I was just craving it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in there, and there was a table full of teenage young Black girls, and they were the most adorable young women I've ever seen. I went up to them and acknowledge them, right?
Because
they were just, they had their little natural poofy curly hair all out. Their face wasn't overdone. They may just have had, you know, when we were in high school, we could wear a little eyeliner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A little lip gloss.
Right.
And that's all we needed.
Right.
Because when you're young and have a fresh face, you don't need to have your face
that's
beat.
Right. Right.
Because you are naturally, effortlessly beautiful, right?
Absolutely.
So girl, these young girls, they just, and one had braids like me and the other two just had their hair naturally poofed out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, they were gorgeous. So I went over there and I said, listen, I got to take the time to tell you that it is refreshing to see this.
Yes.
To see that you don't have to walk around with your face beat.
Right.
You don't have to walk around with a head full of weave at 15, 16 years old.
Right.
Not to knock anybody that makes the choice to do that.
Right.
But I just told them it was refreshing to see that.
Exactly.
Because it is okay to be who you are.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, and we don't know, and we don't see that enough.
We don't see it enough. And I don't know what they have to look forward to, because if it's 16, you getting your lashes done every two. Like, I don't think parents say no enough anymore.
Yeah.
Like, they do not say no enough. And then the other thing is, if you happen to decide to get weave for your teenage daughter, you don't have to keep it up. Mm-hmm. If I see one more track at the basketball game, because y'all mamas don't be keeping it up. You know what I'm saying? But let me tell you something else. I went to the salon a couple of weeks ago, and it was a very cold day. It was like one of them days where it was like 40 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And the mama was in there getting her hair did. Okay? Mm-hmm. The little girl hair had not had a comb through it in months. And she had on shorts. Kind of like booty shorts a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And some boots. She was like 5. And I'm like, it's freaking 40 degrees. I don't know. It's just a lot of different type of parenting. But again, if you at 16 getting lashes and weave and nails, and I don't know what they had to look forward to. I mean, they wear stilettos.
And the pressure, but that's still the pressure to have to maintain that look, because that's all that they see on social media.
Yeah.
That's all they see.
But see, when I was growing up, I looked up to my mom, but I guess because I didn't have anybody else coming in my phone 24/7 a day. So that it's just a different way. I looked up to her in some ways. Other ways, I felt like, you know, why not be strong enough to get us out of the situation we're in? So I guess if I had had an opportunity to look to somebody else, I may have. Right. I mean, I don't know. Because again, we didn't have this.
So the young ladies were sitting at that table, but her mom was sitting at the next table, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she stopped me when I was on my way out. She was like, those are my daughters.
Oh,
and I
okay.
applauded her. I said, you know what? You are doing. But you know what? She had a natural.
So they were reflective of their mothers.
They were reflective of their mothers. So
who that is.
There it is.
That's what I'm saying. There that's the part that we're going to have to work on as mamas. You got three boys. I got one that we're going to have to work on, because I feel like some of these mamas be trying to teach their daughters early.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying.
But you know what? They have to always help make them recognize. So Chase, honey, we haven't gotten to the point where it's my
kids
next
week. We can roll into that, because imposter syndrome is what it is. Y'all got to see.
Yeah, I think y'all
therapist.
Got the gist of that. So, but Chase, you know, has said he don't have a girlfriend, but he got a friend girl that, you know, they liking each other a whole lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I finally admitted to it. So I asked him to show me a picture of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pleased, because she is like one of the young ladies that I saw at the table.
Oh, thank God.
You know, and that made me feel good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That made me feel good. That not to discredit or discount the young ladies who feel like they have to do all of that. However, I'm just saying there should be emphasis put on the fact that you don't have to.
Right.
And still can catch you a good one. Because my son is a good one.
You better say it, baby.
Yes, my
you
baby is
say
a good
it.
One.
Yes, he is.
She called him a good one.
Yeah.
So that pressure shouldn't feel warranted, because you can still be who you are naturally.
That's right.
And wear your cute. She had a cute, in a lot of her pictures, she had a cute little bun, little puffy bun, and wasn't wearing a whole lot of makeup. She was wasn't doing the most. I'm like, okay, I can just first impression was pretty good.
I mean, that's a good thing.
That's good.
And the last girl the DJ showed me a picture of once I got him back from across the border.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. I mean, I was just being honest, okay? Once I got him back from across the border.
Chase went through that phase, too.
I'm like, look
at him. But he was at a school, too, where that's all that
was.
But now DJ is back at a school where he sees more people that look like him.
Yeah, well, whatever. I'm just glad that he's back on this side of the border, honey. And anyway, the last girl that he showed me a picture of, she was natural and, you know, had the, you know, so I'm with that. I'm all the way. And again, I'm going to, because you have told me, I have to accept, you know, learn to accept who he likes, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? And I am working on that.
Yeah.
I am honestly working on, but it's important to me that he at least make a concerted effort.
Yeah.
To bring home, you know, because I have gone away from, she can't use my comb, don't bring her home. Okay? I have evolved from that.
Because truth be told, like, even if she do look like us, if she got the Peruvian and...
and that's why we tried to do that. He showed me a picture of some girl. It's been some time ago, but I was like, are you sure? He told me, I said, no, that's her hair. I was like, it's looking a little number one B-ish to me. you know what I mean? And another thing I've had to educate him, and I don't know if you talked to Chase him about this, but girl, me and DJ was in the passport office, right? And listen, this is my podcast. I'm gonna say what I want to say, and y'all gonna just have to email in about this, but I'm gonna say this piece right here. So we was in the passport office, and it was a young lady who was once a young man. Okay, I knew that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know what to look for.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked DJ, just curious.
No, wait, you telling me young lady, like DJ age young? Or?
No. It was a young girl. She probably was in her 20s. But the point I'm trying to make, I wanted to make sure my son could kind of try to identify. That's why I have already told him, you need to see pictures from when they like 3 to 4, 5. So, like, we need to see them grow up. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be coming up here talking about when they was 20. You know what I mean? We need to see. And I mean, and just being honest.
No, in this day and age.
In this day and age.
And especially because of who they are.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I mean, to each his own. But I'm just saying, for my son, I want him to have the education to know we need to see some. So this particular young lady was not It wasn't the best work I had ever seen. Let me just say that. Okay, it wasn't Picasso. It wasn't Picasso. Mm-hmm. So I said to DJ, I said, you see that lady over there? And he said, yeah. I said, you think that's a lady? And he looked and he kind of was curious. He said, yeah, it's a lady. I said, DJ, God, now look now. You're not going to be that damn green. And you a good damn well, you see that
I said, apple.
Right. So I had to tell him, and I said, them hands look like a palm, a doggone basketball. So I had to give him the different things to look for. It's just so many different things you have to educate your kids on. You know what I mean? Because what I don't, that we have to do that, but I have to do that. And if it's offensive to somebody, so be it. But I want my son to have the knowledge that's necessary to know what's what.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of them be trying to pass.
Ooh,
which I never really have understood, because if you ain't had the force, well, anyway, we'll talk about that in a little bit. I'm just saying, it's just, you know, it's a lot of different things
it's
that we have to inform and educate our children
it's
about.
So much.
That's the one who put the, here, can I change name?
Ooh, child. No, but you know what? The good thing about that, because if y'all follow me on social media, you may have seen my post where, you know, on Instagram, you can ask the question. Yes, you know, put something out there.
Right.
So he had put a question out there, and I forget what the question was, but I came back and I said, who put that damn hickey on your neck? You answer that question, okay? So he just politely ignored that.
Of course.
On Instagram.
Of course.
But yes, it was her. But what I can appreciate about my young man is that he is devoted only to that one little girl.
Okay.
You know, so he's like, you know, Mama, I don't know if I've made her my girlfriend yet, but it's just me and her.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And I can appreciate that.
Okay. She had the same school?
Yes.
Okay.
School.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whew, Lord have mercy, Jesus.
Girl, so much. It's just so much.
It is
it's
a
just
lot.
So much.
It's a lot. It's just a lot. But yeah, DJ has, we still working on Spanish. He's got B's in his other classes. I had a situation about 3 weeks ago where he had a 89 in PE. And I said, DJ, oh, maybe it was an 85. But anyway, whatever it wasn't a 100.
Yeah,
I'm like, how?
That was Dylan, too, because he missed a 2-mile run, and that brought his grade down to a C.
Well, it wasn't. He didn't miss a
he
run.
He didn't miss nothing.
He wasn't dressing out. I said, excuse
and that's a
you.
Yeah, that's
it's a choice.
Choice.
So I said, why wouldn't you dress out? He said, I don't. He's so strong-willed, it drives me crazy. Mm. It hit the way he thinks about stuff. He was like, I don't need it. I mean, it's a B. Why are you tripping? He was like, I train 4 days a week with my trainer. I don't want to train. I don't want to do stuff in PE, dress out, and then get dressed again, and then go back to Keaton after school and have to. I mean, that's the way he had figured that all out of his head. I said, let me tell you something.
It made perfect sense to him.
But I told him, I dead in your chest if I get another where you didn't dress out for PE.
Right.
Like, seriously.
Like, that can be just
that's
an
a
gimme. Effortlessly.
Right.
Yes.
I'm like, I can't believe. I said, you call yourself an athlete, and you making a B in PE?
Girl, but then it speaks to the fact that their brains are not fully developed.
My God. Oh,
and,
my God.
And I have to remind myself of that constantly. Like, some conversations I end up having with my children, I'm like, really? Am I really having to have this conversation?
Right.
But their brains are not fully developed.
I contributed to drinking the first few months I was pregnant.
No, it's not. It's that too. That
I didn't know I was pregnant. Let me be clear, because I don't need nobody DMing me. I cannot believe, oh my God, how could you drink when you knew you was pregnant? I didn't know I was pregnant. But I was drinking. I definitely was. I found that out when I was 13 weeks along, and I drank all the way up until that time.
Well, okay.
So,
but DJ doing the same stuff that mine are doing, and I didn't drink all the way up until my second trimester. So
okay.
Just know it is attributed to the fact that their brains ain't
don't
all the
fully
way
developed
yet.
To what, 25?
20. And they, yeah, mid to
and that's
20s.
Why I don't think anybody, any man should get married before 30. I really don't.
That is a good point.
I don't think they should get married before 30. You know, I was thinking about something today as I drove down here, and I don't know why. I guess he's been in my spirit a lot since our son just got his license.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, in this time of year, he used to love Christmas and all that kind of stuff. And I was thinking in the beginning, I used to go to the cemetery almost every day after I would take DJ to school. And it was just my little way of healing as a part of the process. And it was a single rose that was left out there, the first. You know, somebody was leaving a single rose. Now, I purposely made a point when I had his thing made. What you call it, dude?
The headstone.
The headstone.
Mm-hmm.
I made a point to put pictures of family and stuff like that. But the biggest picture was me and him on our wedding day. Because I'm like, if she don't come out here green, she going to drop tears on our wedding picture, okay? I was like,
Just so you know,
I was very petty.
You can go be down
you
here grieving.
You can be out here grieving and dropping single roses all you want, but you
gonna
drop
my face.
You gonna see my face on my wedding day, bitch.
If that don't do anything to you, it's something wrong
exactly
with you.
And hopefully you'll stop leaving these damn rolls out here. I would be so Woo, child, let me tell you something. Baby, it ain't no hard mark movies up and through here, got it. But I was going to talk about. Oh my gosh, that heifer left a single rose. So whoever you are, you damn sure cried over my wedding picture. But anyway, I was just thinking about how far I've come because that used to really help. That was a big part of my healing process.
Yeah.
But going out there now, I don't like to go out there.
Yeah.
Because he's not there. You know what I mean? But it's just, all of that speaks to how just time.
Yeah.
If you give yourself enough time,
right,
if you just keep putting one foot in front of the other, if you keep going forward, eventually, like you used to tell me all the time, and I ain't going to lie, I did not know what that Bible verse meant. What was it you used to tell me all the time? God has no respect. What was it?
God has no respect to person.
God, I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
For years.
Well, like what he will do for me, he'll do for you.
Right.
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 So that's essentially what that means.
Right. Got it. Okay. Well, anyway, that got off on a tangent, but women so disrespectful is what I was trying to say. How you out here grieving over somebody else's husband leaving the single rose? But anyway, let's go on into the mama of the movie of the week.
But we, I guess, did we talk about, well, no, because I did, we touched on some of the things that our kids did this week, but I do want to talk about my Jaden.
Let's talk about Jaden.
Because not only, you know, we went to the SEC championship this past weekend and we lost. And we lost in a game that we should have won. That we were leading. We were beating the number one team in the country by two touchdowns.
Alabama Roll Tide.
She did not just do that.
I was just kidding.
She did not just do that in my presence.
It was a joke. Okay, sorry. Too soon. Go ahead.
OMG, way too soon. You like my husband. So last year, I hate to even say this. Last year when we lost Alabama in a national championship game, you know, we were sitting in Alabama's, so you know, their end zone. And for those that don't know, the way that we lost last year was on a touchdown pass thrown to a receiver in the last like 5 seconds of the game. So we were leading and they won on that touchdown pass. And our seats were directly, I mean, we were looking at that end zone, right? So as soon as they, so it was surreal. It was really surreal. Like it was totally in slow motion. When that happened, I just looked so stunned. I was like, I pray ain't nobody taking pictures right now. I looked so stunned because you were just in disbelief. Like, this is not really happening, right? And then so as soon as they won, all the streamers started coming down. So we're being bombarded with all these streamers, all these gold streamers. So the next day, right, I'm in my bathroom about to get ready for work. And I go into my bathroom, and my husband put one of those streamers.
Oh my God. Sink. Oh, I know. You was like, it's too soon.
And I said, you know, it's too soon. It's I really could have punched him in his face. Like, you. It's,
but that's like when I asked you today, was that the same team when you and Tracy had got very emotional some years back? When
Yes, it was.
Oh my God.
Alabama's like a thorn in our side.
Oh my God, I guess
so. They beat us in the SEC championship game, and that was like in 2012.
Right.
And they beat us in a national championship game last year. And then they beat us in the SEC championship game this year. So my baby said something after the game, because my baby is red shirting this year, y'all, so he's not playing, he's red shirting. And so he said something to me. He was like, man, this is just unbelievable that this is happening. And he was like, you know what, but he said, I'm gonna be the factor that changes that.
Yes.
When he's able to play.
Yes.
And I said, you know what, baby, I'm yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely yes. So I believe that.
Yes.
I believe that. I receive that. Yeah. So that is that. We gonna beat Alabama, doggone it. So that is, I just had to mention that.
I'm so proud of
you. Yeah, because you know what? We that was tough. That was a tough L, because everyone who saw that game,
I mean,
saw
like
that we were the better team.
Like on some different stuff, man. Like, but DJ had said before the game, he was like, you know, Georgia is a great football club, but Alabama is a team.
Okay, DJ. I'm not with your analogy right now. Because just give us time. Oh, Kirby has only been Nick Saban been in Alabama, what, for 10, 15 years now. Kirby ain't been there but 3 years. So
yeah,
give us a little time.
He's gotten y'all there, what, 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years, and we done been to the national championship game, been to two back-to-back SEC champion, championship games. So, I mean, we doing
pretty
good.
But y'all won last year, right?
We beat Auburn last year.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, we beat Auburn.
All right, well, let's roll into this week's Mama on the Move.
So this week's Mama on the Move was nominated by one of our dear friends.
Meryl Johnson.
And her name is Shawn Brown. And she's phenomenal. So I'm just going to read her bio. Sean Brown, in 1994, Cheesecake founder, Sean Brown was in a horrific car accident. Hit by a drunk driver, her 10-week-old son was killed, and Brown was pronounced dead twice. After a tracheotomy, multiple surgeries, and physical therapy, Brown pulled through and set about reclaiming her shattered life. Fast forward 17 years, and Brown was laid off from her marketing job. She decided to move to Atlanta with her three children and take her career into her own hands. She'd always enjoyed baking and started selling cheesecakes wholesale to restaurants and catering events. She opened a small shop in Lawrenceville, then moved it to the food court at Peachtree Center downtown. In 2016, she decided she wanted more space to expand the menu and opened Cheesecaked on Morosco. I never knew how to pronounce that. In Buckhead. There, she serves a selection of Instagram-worthy treats, including paninis, milkshakes, and individually sized cheesecakes in unique flavors such as margarita, French toast and bacon, strawberry shortcake, and cannoli. Brown is in early talks with the Food Network about a possible behind-the-scenes show on Cheesecaked, and she often caters 4 or 5 events in a single weekend. During busy times, her store has a line of people waiting to get their lips around her sweets. On the side, she volunteers with Mothers Against Drug Driving, MAD, speaking about her experience. She also donates a portion of the proceeds from her sales of the My Little Pumpkin Cheesecake to MAD every fall. Sean Brown, we applaud you because you have overcome adversity in a way that none of us want to ever have to endure.
Absolutely.
So you are our mama on the move this week.
I love it.
So you all make sure that you support her business.
Yes. I've heard of Cheesecake. I didn't know it was Meryl's client. I'm definitely, well, I'm getting ready to start another diet tomorrow.
So you might not be visiting Cheesecake.
So I won't be visiting anytime soon, but I'm going to take a day off for a couple of days before the end of the year. So I'm going to have to go out and support Sean Brown. But thank you for being our mama on the move of the week.
Yes.
And I think that's going to do us for this week, B.
I think that's it.
So until next time.
Keep moving, mamas.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.